Gary, first of all, thanks for taking the time today. And I just want to start off by asking about how pleased you are that you've gotten to this point where the Stanley Cup final is kicking off tonight, and you've come through this mammoth experiment with the bubble and with everything that's gone into getting it set up, and you've arrived at this point with no positive COVID tests.
Well, I'm very proud of particularly the players, but everybody, whether it was the governments of Ontario or Alberta or the federal government in Canada, the Players Association, our staff. I mean, I've had people with bubbles now more than 60 days and counting. But I won't use the word pleased. I'm relieved to this point, and I won't be pleased or completely relieved until we get through the Stanley Cup final, because in this unusual circumstance that we find ourselves as a world, there are lots of things beyond our control and nothing is certain, but we're going to work very hard over the next 2 weeks to complete what we started.
And of course, as the playoffs wind down, the challenge of getting next season off the ground comes to the forefront. And I know you've talked about hoping to play 82 games and a full playoffs. In terms of getting to that point and getting next season started, can you compare the challenge of what that could entail as opposed to the work you've already had to do just to get these playoffs to this point?
You know, anything for next season, we're not in a position to do anything. Anything would be sheer speculation because there's a lot we're going to have to know about what the world's going to be like in 2, 3, 4 months. And much like the decisions we made here, we did it based on all the information and data we had at the time that we had to make decisions. So we're going to continue to study everything, review our optionality, and make sure that we're flexible enough to execute whatever it is we think we need to do as a plan once the time is right. And by watching what's going on in other sports, by staying on top of the state of COVID-19 and what federal and local government regulations are, we hope to be in a position to move forward and bring our game back to our fans with a greater sense of normalcy.
You talk about fans. How important is it for the league to have fans back in buildings next season, regardless of what that looks like, even if it's a limited number of fans in a limited number of markets?
Our game draws its energy. Our players draw their energy off of the best fans in all the sports, and that's obviously NHL hockey fans. Obviously, there's an economic impact to not having fans in the building, but again, our fans are an essential part of what takes place in our buildings almost 1,300 times a regular season. And so we very much want to be reconnected in the ways that we're normally used to and in the ways that have made this game great. So we're going to do the best we can to make sure, first and foremost, whatever we do provides for health and safety. But when we can have fans back in the building, that'll be a great day for us. I can't wait for that day, and I hope our fans will be patient with us and enjoy at least what we're doing on television in the interim.
You talk about the economic impact, and the NHL, much like every business during this time, will have felt that. How much of these playoffs helped in that regard in terms of limiting some of that economic damage, even though you haven't been able to have fans in the building? And how strong do you feel that your league and your clubs are right now?
Well, our league and our clubs have never been stronger, and our ownership has never been stronger and more committed. We'll get through this with all of our teams stable and intact. There's an economic impact of playing now. It wasn't for the money. All the revenues that we had coming in basically stopped on April 1st. Everything we've done for this return to play has basically cost us money in terms of the outlay, because setting up the two bubbles and executing this cost tens upon tens of millions of dollars.
Gary, thanks for taking the time today. Really appreciate it, and good luck in both completing the playoffs this year, as you alluded to, and then the mammoth task of getting ready for next season as well.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the final. Be safe and stay healthy.